Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. The first president that we had here in the United States was George Washington, and he was married to a lovely woman named Martha Washington. And today, we'd like to start out with a quote attributed to Martha Washington, where she said, "The greater part of our happiness or misery depends upon our dispositions and not upon our circumstances." And that's from the Goodreads.com website. Isn't that the truth? That it's more about how we deal with what happens to us rather than what actually happens to us. And to kind of point this out, we found a great little story that President David O. McKay, who is one of the prophets of the church, told. And it's in a book compiled by Mary Jane Woodger, which was published by Deseret Book in 2004. And this is what President David O. McKay said. "Many years ago, Japan was walled in as a nation. During that time, learned men studied nature and met with little groups of men and women at night and taught them lessons on life. One morning, when one of these learned men was about to leave the gates of the city to go out to study nature, a workman stopped him and said, 'When you come in tonight from your studies, will you please bring me a rose that I may study the whorl of the petals as you pointed out last night?' 'Yes,' said the learned man, 'I will bring you a rose.' He had not gone far before a second man accosted him, saying, 'Will you please bring me a hawthorn twig tonight?' 'Yes,' said the professor. And even before he got through the gate, a third accosted him, saying, 'Will you please bring me a lily, that I might see the lessons of purity that you gave us last evening?' And the professor answered, 'I will bring you a lily.' Just as the sun was setting in the west, the professor entered the gate of the city where the three men met him. To the first, he gave the rose. To the second, he gave the hawthorn twig. To the third, he gave the lily. Suddenly, the man with the rose said, 'Why, here's a thorn on the stem of my rose.' And the second said, 'And here's a leaf clinging to my hawthorn twig.' And the third, encouraged by that fault-finding, said, 'And here's dirt clinging to the roots of my lily.' The professor took the rose from the first, and the twig from the second, the lily from the third. He broke the thorn from the stem of the rose and handed it to the first. He plucked the dead leaf from the twig and put it into the hands of the second. He took the dirt from the roots of the lily and gave to the third. Keeping the rose, the twig, and the lily, he said, 'There, each of you has what attracted him first. You looked for the thorn and found it. It was there. I left it purposely. The dead leaf was left on the twig, and you saw it first. Purposely, I left the dirt on the roots of the lily, and the dirt was the first thing you saw. Each of you keep what attracted your attention. I will keep the rose, the twig, and the lily for the beauty I see in them.'" Isn't that a great little story? It's interesting how everybody gets to keep what attracted their attention first. So that's a good question for us. Are we looking for the thorns, or are we looking for the roses? And this could be in a lot of different things. It could be in situations. It could be with the people we come in contact with. Are we looking for the good or are we looking for the bad? Because whatever we're looking for, we're going to find it. What matters is what we focus on. So we here at the Mormon Channel hope that we can all focus on the roses instead of the thorns. Easier said than done, right? But if we started looking for the roses instead of the thorns in different situations, maybe it might make life just a little bit more enjoyable for us, as we try to accentuate the positive and limit the negative. That's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for being with us. If you have any suggestions, stories, or comments that you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And the song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is entitled Better Promises, and it's featuring Hillary Weeks. Thanks for being with us. Have a wonderful day.
I thought maybe you had forgotten me, and I wondered if you listened when I prayed. Seemed like everything I was asking for stayed hidden behind heaven's doors, and I was losing faith. And I can see now as I look back, tears have passed. You gave me bread, but I thought it was a stone. And before you could tell me yes, you had to tell me no. If you had given me what I wanted, I would not have seen that you had better promises for me. It took some time to convince me to trust your plan and see things your way. It was hard to trade what I wanted most for promises that were still unknown, and my heart was about to break. Sometimes it's hard to bread, but I thought it was a stone. And before you could tell me yes, you had to tell me no. If you had given me what I wanted, I would not have seen that you had better promises for me. Tears have passed. You gave me bread, but I thought it was a stone. And before you could tell me